Pennybright stood side by side with Bart Thistledown and Starbob, firing arrows at the advancing horde. She was clearly worried.
Oh, Barty, what'll we do? Most of the rocks blocking this space were pushed outside. We just levered them out to get Lord Earthstripe inside. It'd take simply ages to re-block this crevice.
Bart Thistledown notched a shaft to his bowstring and dropped a charging rat with unerring accuracy.
Nothing much we can do, Pen. Hold the gap and wait further orders from Oxeye. Hi, Starbob, bring your bows and lend a paw over here.
Outside on the shore, Ferrago's blue eyes gleamed triumphantly as he was swept along towards Salamandastron at the center of his horde of corpse makers. Now nothing could stop them.
Yer, be this in another of those girt lakes?
No, it's the jolly old sea ruler! We've reached the sea!
Pickle waved his paddle in the air. The log boats bumped out across a gurgling stream that spanned a short, pebbly beach. Mara turned to her right and pointed at the distant, flat-topped peak.
Look! Salamandastron!
Framed against a reddening evening sky, the Badger Mountains stood separate from the ranges to the east. Lonebud placed a paw on Earthwhite's shoulder.
Look at it, grandson. That's where your brother Earthstripe rules.
A tear gathered in the corner of the White Badger's honest eye.
Earthstripe, the brother I never knew.
The logboats bounced as they hit the white-crested waves. Logalog shouted orders as they backed water and turned the noses of the vessels into the tide, beginning the wide semicircular tack which would eventually bring them to land on the beach in front of the mountain. As darkness fell, they paddled side by side in convoy.
What's that floating up ahead?
Alpho called across in a gruff whisper. Logalog peered into the darkness as he called to his paddlers,
Take a tack to starboard! Watch out for that driftwood ahead!
A voice rang out from the floating debris of branches.
If you're vermin, I warn you, I'll fight for me life.
Mara looked at Pickle in astonishment. Together, they echoed one word.
Sapwood!
The sergeant was hauled aboard. He hugged Mara and Pickle, staring over their shoulders at the huge white badger in the other logboat to his left. Pickle ducked and bobbed, throwing a light friendly blow at Sapwood with his remaining skill and energy. The boxing hare dodged it and wrapped him smartly on both ears with a left-right combination as he spoke to Mara.
Who's the big white badger over there? Struth, he must be as big as his nibs Earthstripe.
Mara rummaged in a sack of provisions.
Oh, you'll find out soon enough. It's too long a story for tonight. We'll need rest if we're going into battle tomorrow. Here, take this food. I bet you're hungry, eh, Sergeant?
Hungry ain't the word, missy. I could make a stew of my own ears and enjoy it.
I say, Sarge, no need for that sort of thing, what?
Pickle pulled a face and shuddered.
Tuck in and have a good supper, have a nap, and wake up bright and breezy tomorrow, eh?
However, it was some time before Sapwood was allowed to sleep. The shrewd old badger Lonebud questioned him closely about what was going on at Salamandastron. Later, she held a conference across the boat sides with Mara, Earthwhite, Logalog, and Alpho.
From what I gathered of Sapwood, I think that my grandson's mountain is in a perilous position. Our help is sorely needed there. When do you think we'll make land, Logalog?
The shrew leader watched the moonlit wake of his small fleet.
We're running with the current and the wind is behind us. If the weather holds out, we'll probably hit the beach by dawn. Though if I put on extra paddlers, we could be there in the hour before daylight.
Lonebud did not hesitate.
Then do it right away, my friend. There's not a moment to lose. Now, let's hold a war council and make plans.
Only the rolling night waves were witness to the five logboats cutting speedily through the sea towards Salamandastron. Grim-faced shrews dug their paddles deep, keeping the boats abreast of each other as the leaders conferred urgently.